Let's get this straight, gals. You don't become sober and then start acting differently. You start acting differently, and sobriety becomes easier. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, bringing you a Friday snippet. This week, we're really celebrating women thinkers. You know, we started on Monday with Flossie, aka Florence Scovel Shinn. On Wednesday, we talked about you and who you can become in your sobriety. And today I want to introduce you to Dorothea Brand. Dorothea Brand. This is another woman from the early 20th century who wrote a book called Wake Up and Live. It was published in 1936. This is a book we haven't studied here on the show. We might very well do it. But today I wanted to talk about one of her famous quotes, how it applies to us and why it really matters. Dorothea Brand was an early 20th century writer and creative coach. A creative coach. I love that. A creative coach. She was one of the first people to publicly talk about mindset, habit formation, and creative discipline, decades before personal development became an industry. And as I say, she's best known for her 1936 book called Wake Up and Live. It focused deliberately on shaping identity through behavior. Her core message, you don't wait to feel confident or capable. You practice being the person you want to become. And this is so applicable to us. It's like we're waiting to start being happy, start being successful, start being who we want to be once the alcohol's gone. But gals, that's backwards. That is completely backwards. She wasn't woo-woo. She wasn't teaching wishful thinking. She was saying act first and the feelings will follow. She was saying that identity is built through repetition. She was saying that behavior trains your belief, not the other way around. Let's say that one again. Behavior trains belief, not the other way around. So when she said, act as though it were impossible to fail, which is what she said in her book, Wake Up and Live, act as though it were impossible to fail. When she said that, she wasn't saying pretend that everything will magically work. She meant stop rehearsing failure. In fact, remove failure as a psychological identity. So I talked on Wednesday about how my thought process, in fact, you could call it my mantra or my affirmation for years, was this: I can't stop drinking. I'm not kidding. I mean, I've said that before, but yeah, I did. I would wake up in the morning and I'd say to myself, oh my God, I can't stop drinking. Somebody would mention it and I'd say, yeah, I know, I just can't stop drinking. Talk about rehearsing failure. So if I'd have known this, I could have just said something different. So she's not saying act as though it were impossible to fail by going into some weird denial. Show up in behavior as the version of you who's already decided. What would have happened if I'd have just woke up and said, you know what, I'm a resilient, I can learn. You don't have to say something that's an outright lie because your nervous system will reject it. So will your conscious mind. By the way, your subconscious won't. It doesn't care what you say, it believes you, but that's another snippet. But Dorothea Brand, I mean, I just love looking at powerful women, especially who are fighting against the tide in the era in which they lived. So the Dorothea Brand, Florence Scovel Shinn, and others that we will talk about coming up as we move further into 2026. When Dorothea Brand says, act as though it were impossible to fail, she's saying, don't wait to feel like a non-drinker. That's really it. You practice living as one. Stop identifying as fragile or broken or shameful. Start identifying as capable, stable, grounded. This might feel awkward at first, but why not? What have you got to lose? Right? What the hell do we have to lose by trying? And one of the beautiful things about this is your nervous system, just like your subconscious, doesn't know the difference. And so when you act steady, your nervous system learns safety. And we know that we've got to learn that we are training our nervous systems. We're learning how to settle the nervous system through breathing, through grounding practices. Part of handling triggers is breath. Breath, just stop right there and breathe, right? when we show up as the woman we want to be, the nervous system goes, oh, it looks like I'm safe here. Safety creates consistency, and consistency creates sobriety stability. You're practicing who you want to be. And there is nothing weird about that. There is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing about that that's dishonest. It is just a beautiful practice. You know, as we said earlier this week, the subconscious doesn't know whether something's good for you or bad for you. It doesn't know if you're serious. It doesn't know if you're kidding. So if you say something like, oh, I'm such a loser. Oh, okay, gotcha. It's like placing an order to be a loser. That's the subconscious mind. It's like placing an order with the waiter or with Amazon. It doesn't ask you whether it's good for you. And that's why this is not dishonest, this practice. It's allowing the nervous system, allowing the subconscious mind to feel what it would feel like to be who you want to be. When you show up as best you can, as the woman you hope to be, want to be, you are collapsing the gap between her and you. One of the things I teach women to do is connect deeply, very deeply, with their future self. And we talk about this here on the snippets. The reason we want to connect with our future self is that we don't wait to become her. As we get to know her, we sit and write about her. Who is she? What's she like? What's her life like? How does she walk? What does she wear? What's her hair look like? How does she feel? Even if she's only 2 months older than us or 6 months older than us, when we really sit down and think about her, we're training the nervous system and the subconscious to open a space for her. We make her existence possible. And so if we're waiting for sobriety to start showing up as that woman that we want to be, we're doing it backwards. That's why when we do future self work, we say, be her now. Think about her, plan her, and then go through each day asking yourself, well, what would she be doing right now? How would she respond to this situation? And start being her now. That's what Dorothea Brand is saying. Act as though it were impossible to fail, because you're already at the end. You've already rehearsed the end. You've already thought about the end of this story. In other words, the story of alcohol in your life. If you can't imagine it, my dear, you can't have it. And if you're not willing to imagine it, I don't know. Like, what do we do with that situation? And yet I will hear women who will say that. Oh, you know, I'd hate to imagine a really happy ending. What if it didn't happen? Well, that's just like saying, I'm not going to try because I might not get there. What kind of life is that? Nobody would ever set a goal of any kind. So we start by thinking about who she is, and then we start being her now. When we act as though it's impossible to fail, not because failure can't happen, but because you've decided you're no longer the woman who quits on herself. That's really what we do here in Snippetland. We learn how to lean into our emotions and become our best advocates. We learn to advocate for ourselves, lean into our emotions so that alcohol loses its power and the change that we want becomes possible in the here and now. So take a page out of the book from Dorothea Brand, another powerful woman. Imagine living in the 1920s or 1930s or the 1910s. Women had to fight for the vote. They had to fight for their legal rights as women, not just wives. They had to fight for their rights for their children. These women stood up and they decided to be women leaders. I admire that. We don't have to be leaders, though, to make a difference in the world. There is something for you to do, my dear, something just for you to do. And I want you to find it. It's kind of been the theme this week, hasn't it? It all started with Flossie on Monday, and we're coming to a nice conclusion with that today. Get excited, because you can feel younger than you've ever felt next year, next month, next week. If you start being her now, start acting as though it were impossible to fail. Remove doubt, remove fear, work with doubt, work with fear, maybe a little bit more accessible. When I say remove fear and I remove doubt, well, how the hell do you do that? There is a way, it's a process, right? So let's start with being aware of doubt, be aware of fear, take a nice deep breath when you see it coming, when you feel fear, when you feel doubt, shame, any of those emotions, stop and take a deep breath and remind yourself, I'm being her today because it's impossible for me to fail. A lot of female power this week, gals, as we continue. It's always female power around here, isn't it? And I'm honored to have the help of Flossie, the help of Dorothea. We also often talk here on the Snippets about the Peace Pilgrim, who is another powerful woman. There's a lot of women who came before that we can lean on, lean into, and learn from, and keep courage from. And I'm glad you're here with me on this journey, because it's a fun journey. I want you to know that. It might seem scary at first, but hell, I wouldn't have it any other way. If I could remove my alcohol journey, I wouldn't do it. And it was 30 years of hell. And I wouldn't do it, gals. I wouldn't do it. It was too valuable in order for me to become the woman that I've become today. And the same is true for you. If you act as though it were impossible to fail. Gals, as I mentioned on Wednesday, I have a new little mini course out there in the world. Women are picking it up and enjoying it. You can grab yourself a copy. This course is called Free in 10. The minute you sign up, you'll start getting video from me, and you and I will spend 10 days together getting you started on your journey to sobriety. Go to the show notes, tap the link, and grab yourself a copy of Free in 10. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.